America's fourth largest bank has just issued a serious warning of an economic collapse in America. And the person that sent out this warning is the chief economist at Citigroup. It's interesting to me, as more and more people in the know, well-educated, well-versed, but also critical thinkers, start to realize what's going on and start warning America, how many deaf ears these warnings are falling on. I want to share a story with you out of, Watcher.guru. And it's about this warning that the chief economist from Citigroup just put out. It says, amid the ongoing geopolitical shift brought on by the BRICS Economic Alliance. Remember, this is an alliance of countries that are now competing, when you add up all their gold holdings, to America's, if you even believe it's there. When you add up all of their GDP, putting ours to shame, we are no longer the big boys on the block. A lot of smaller nations got together along with a few really big ones, and they formed an alliance to destroy our economy. And they are not going to need our dollar. As a matter of fact, many of them are already completely walking away, like Russia just announced. They are now 90% of all transactions that go on through Russia. And mind you, this is a country that I'm going to say right now won the space race. You want to know why? Regardless of who got there first, they can actually get up there and back right now. We can't. Two presidents ago, that was taken away. The only way we get to get an astronaut up to the space station or back is by hitching a ride with Russia. They've said 90% of their transactions are now outside of the dollar. This is happening so fast, it's unbelievable to me. Yet, these warnings fall on deaf ears. So all I see is opportunities. Type one if you see opportunities, because 9 out of 10 people don't understand this. As a matter of fact, I will tell you, I honestly believe it's 1 in probably 500 to 1,000 people right now actually see that there's a big problem and they're actually doing something. Taking action is a massive step, but many people don't take massive, massive action. And really, massive action is sort of funny when you talk about preparing for an economic collapse. It's just, I'm going to stop getting in debt. I'm going to get out of debt. I'm just going to tie up my financial house. I'm going to secure it right now. You're not going to need a whole lot other than a little bit of money in the bank and a credit score. So it says here, America's fourth largest bank has warned of an impending economic crash. Specifically, Citigroup's chief U.S. economist, Andrew Hollenhorst, has spoken with CNBC regarding his concerns for the United States and its economic fragility. Hollenhorst discussed his concerns specifically regarding the labor market. He noted that the deterioration of the hiring sector could have dire implications for the country. Ultimately, he spoke on why a hard landing may be all but inevitable for the nation. Type three if you think we're going to have a hard landing. Type four if you think we're going to have a soft landing, like Joe Biden, Jerome Powell, and others are telling you. All right? Yes, I just picked up HBAR if anyone's asking. All right, so here we go. It says, over the last year, the BRICS Economic Alliance has observed significant growth. Not only has the bloc embraced the first expansion initiative since 2001, but it has also embraced alliance-wide economic policies. These infrastructure developments hinder international reliance on the U.S. dollar while promoting local currency use. Now, the geopolitical shift that the BRICS bloc has orchestrated may be playing a part in America's fourth largest bank, Citigroup, warning of an impending economic crash. He says that firms, this is Andrew Hollenhorst, the chief economic advisor for Citigroup, Firms are hiring at a lower rate. Firms are having workers work less hours. Hollenhorst told CNBC, so this gradual softening has already started that tends to snowball and end up something that looks like more like a hard landing. Remember, everything starts as everything's going up and it starts to plateau. It always starts slowly. I use the analogy of the roller coaster. As a roller coaster is ticking up, it's going at its same speed, right? It's just the belt that's bringing it up is always the same. Then what happens is as it rolls over off of the belt, the weight distribution from the front car to the rear car starts to equal out. And what happens is it slows. It slows, slows, slows. And then as the people in the front, the first to move, see straight down the barrel of that truck going straight down, they know what's coming. And as they see it more and more clearly, what happens is that first car sees the, because remember, as you go over the top of the roller coaster, you don't see the tracks. The tracks disappear, right? But as more and more of the car goes down and more of the tracks become into view, come into your view, what happens is that train car speeds up. Why? Because of the inertia from the rear, the middle of the train, the rear of the train, and it takes off. And right now, we have just started to speed up. The economic reality, the landscape of our country is that our economy is collapsing because we have no one to export our inflation to anymore. Countries are abandoning the dollar standard. They're abandoning our treasuries. As a matter of fact, they're becoming net sellers like China, Japan, Russia. They're forming alliances and they're getting into agreements. And what's scary is right now we're in an economic war, but what happens if we move into a shooting war? I'm just curious, how many people own HBAR right now? Hashtag HBAR. All right, so now, Hollenhorst noted that some reports have experienced a more concerning view of the economic circumstances. Additionally, he noted that a recession could be set to follow any hard landing that takes place. Specifically, he notes the small businesses have displayed the lowest levels of hiring intentions since 2016. Small businesses are getting completely destroyed right now. Hiring costs too much, employees cost too much. Mid-sized to large companies are studying AI like you wouldn't believe. What was it the other day? JP Morgan announced that they are giving initial AI training to every single employee they have. They want every single employee, when they are faced with a problem, to jump onto AI and have AI help them at least lead them a little in the right direction or answer their problem right then and there. What's really scary is AI being able to take people's voices. I hear it all the time. People are getting scammed out of tons of money because they say that I called them on their phone and spoke to them in my voice. It's AI. Deep fake videos. These are scary. You know, when we talked earlier when this video started, I said, I believe that 1 in 500 or 1 in 1,000 people right now are actually preparing for an economic downturn. Why don't you guys do me a favor? What is the answer? 1 in what? What do you think the American population is doing, or worldwide population? Also, sound off what country or what state you're from. I'd love to hear it because I love seeing that there are people all over the world watching and attending and digging in deep and doing something to get ready. You know, it's really hard to plan for things when you're the only person, especially if your spouse doesn't believe in you or believe what you're saying or doesn't want to take the time to watch a video or to read a book or to just watch certain things to enlighten them. It is hard enough, you know, when your spouse isn't next to you, but man, you don't have anyone else. It's tough. Trust me, I was alone for a long time. It wasn't actually until I had like 2 or 3 friends in my life that understood what was going on. Like, yeah, something's happening. And 2 of those people were really preparing alongside me. It's really, really tough. And I'll just tell you, it wasn't until I started the YouTube channel, started jumping on social media, that I found all kinds of amazing friends, right? I run into people all the time, all around the world, all of you. I get to see you, meet you, talk to you. I just ran into someone the other day that ironically lives like right down the street from me. And I feel your pain. Like, trust me, I do. But you know what? You've got to be true to yourself and your gut feelings. Type five, if you've ever like experienced like, why didn't I listen to my gut? Why didn't I listen to my gut? I should have listened to it. There's something bad happening, or I should have done this, or I should have done that, and I didn't, right? Well, if you think about it, that's the separation of your mind from your spirit, your mind and your heart, right? And we are so rarely led by our spirit, by our heart. However, the times that we are usually lead to the greatest breakthroughs. Now, I hope some new people see this video and hear about someone from Citigroup, fourth largest bank in the country, issuing a dire warning. Hey, our economy is collapsing. We're not going to have a soft landing. We're going to crash. I remember, you know, in 2005, 2006, when I was selling all my real estate, I didn't see a whole lot of people warning. Matter of fact, more people were laughing at Michael Burry as I was following Michael Burry and saying, he gets it because this is what I'm doing. I'm selling off my stuff too. He was shorting the markets. And it wasn't until like 2007 when people started really going, you know, something's bad. Yeah, MBS is not fixed. Ben Bernanke didn't get it fixed. Something's wrong. But they didn't exactly know what to do. And then there's that tidal wave. Well, this is the year of the tidal wave. But what blows me away is our government is hyperinflating our money supply right now, and they're sprinkling it over a certain percentage of the population that is so in debt and so begging for a free handout. As a matter of fact, we've seen it since the shutdown, where these stimulus checks come out and stuff just to keep people just poor enough to where just in the slave system enough so they don't realize it. But there are amazing human beings around the world. As a matter of fact, you've seen it in the comment section right down below. Normal people are getting ready. Hashtag I'm normal, or just say I'm normal if you're one of those people. I'm getting ready and I'm a normal person. It doesn't take a degree, being a rocket scientist or anything like that to do something so small as to go, you know, I'm just going to set a little bit aside right now. I'm going to get myself a water filter. Why not? Filtered water tastes better than unfiltered water. I'm going to buy a little silver. I'm going to buy a little gold. You know, I don't need to go crazy. No one needs to go crazy. It's just diversifying, right? It's just what successful people have always done throughout the ages. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, look at all these normal people right here. If you're type you're normal, you are in the greatest room ever. And, you know, my mom died. I swore, you know, I lost my cheerleader. I'm like, man, I'm going to have to be the cheerleader for other people. And I set out to do that. And, you know, and I beat my head against a wall so many times trying to warn people about things coming in the future. And it wasn't until I took the biggest step of my life. And it was scary. It was nerve-wracking. And I was putting myself out there on the internet. It led to not only my business blowing up. I mean, I've had success in the past, but you know, you go social media, your businesses just explode. But I met the coolest people in the world. I met you. And I'm going to keep meeting you. I'm going to keep flying all over the country and driving around the country and flying around the world and meeting people and getting your stories. But I will tell you this, and this is what I'm going to send you off with today. I don't want to be the only one out there crushing it. And I don't want just 100 of you out there crushing it. I want millions of you crushing it as the banks are getting greedy and they start taking people's stuff. I want you to go get it. I want good-hearted people with sound minds and clear conscience to go out, get the assets, and then let's treat them right and let's take care of this world, because I'm sick and tired of watching these globalists run the show, create emissions while they go to Davos while doing very bad things in the middle of the night at parties. They're the wrong people to hold the wealth of the world. We need to make the middle class rich again. Hashtag it below. Middle class rich again. and let's fire up some liberals. All right, everyone, the economic ninja is out.